Welcome, everybody. I was just commenting before we started recording, August 30th, 2011, that I just felt the presence of the guides come in, Yogi Bhajan, Baba Sri Chand, and other galactic and extraterrestrial beings. We're the terrestrial beings. We're the earth beings of light, just came in and said, okay, it's time to get started. We've listened to you guys check in. I'm just putting words on that, but it was kind of fun because I feel this presence, and I'm sure that you do also, feeling the presence of the divine, so to speak. And that's what's especially happening during this time of transition, major transition, where we're really switching at this moment, where the forces of darkness, so to speak, or unconsciousness, or the forces of just being aware of 3D, three dimensions of our beingness, or only having three strands of DNA connected, or whatever you want to call it. This is the moment in time where the balance has moved from the darkness to the light and is moving into the light being the more prevalent force on planet Earth than the darkness. So today we're going to get up and shout and celebrate and put on party hats and blow noise blowers and throw confetti and celebrate. And we'll have to get together soon and do that anyway. However, we'll do that in the astral since we're on the phone at this moment. But we're talking about moving from the first three chakras or the first three dimensions into the awareness that we are multidimensional beings. And that we are beings that on the planet Earth, in this awareness, in this system that we're in this planetary field that we're in, we can access nine dimensions of consciousness. And, of course, yogically, we relate to that as the nine bodies, the tenth body being the radiant body. The radiant body correlates to the sun. And you probably heard on the news or different things that you listen to about the solar flares and solar pulsations that come through. These are encoded messages coming through from the center of the galaxy that give us current information about how to access these higher dimensions. And that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about becoming aware of claiming our divine heritage. And divine is the operational word here, being part animal, part human, and part divine. This is the moment where we become aware that we're immortal light beings and that we can access, whether we want to call it our other strands of DNA, or we can access these other frequencies and these other dimensions that are of the light, which are at this moment exposing the darkness on the planet. We are right now, so we just had the Virgo new moon, and that arrived at the midpoint of night five of the universal underworld. And of course, this is relating to our Mayan terminology. Basically, what these words mean is that this is called the destructive phase, which means that the light is penetrating the darkness. In other words, the 3D forces that have tried to keep mankind in the illusion of duality. Remember that there's two basic forces in the universe, two basic forces of polarity. The whether you want to call it the alpha and the omega, we like to call it the om, the feminine, and the om, the masculine, the play of light and dark, Lila, the play of Maya. There's two basic forces that bring creation into being that polarize with each other in order to generate and spin creation into being. Now, when humanity is hypnotized or has been hypnotized into just the illusion that 3D is all there is, and whenever they turn on the TV or people turn on the TV or news and get lots of fearful news, or they are brainwashed by whatever, their religion's right, other religion's wrong, however belief system shows up, that's people getting stuck in the illusion that 3D is all there is, and they better take sides because they won't be safe if they don't. But now we're breaking through that. So the destructive phase of night 5 basically means that the light is now penetrating the dark. The solar flares, the solar encoding, the higher frequencies have been beamed through the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and we, this group, has been receiving them, and you, as light beings, are beaming your radiant bodies into the field to break up, to shed light on the darkness, to shed light on the illusion of the fact that we are limited 3D beings. And once people are able to receive the frequency of the power of the fact that we can access 9 dimensions, 9D, move into the subtle planes beyond time and space while we're on the earth in physical bodies, is the breakup of the darkness. That's what it is. And as we move into 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar, what does that mean? The end means it's the end of being locked into the illusion of 3D or time and space being the dominant thought form on planet Earth. Basically, the end of the Mayan calendar means the end of time. It doesn't mean the end of life, the end of us as immortal beings, or the end of the planet. It's the end of linear time. It's the end of the illusion that we are mortal, lower frequency, three-dimensional beings that could be destroyed at any moment. And once people know that truth, then they're not going to be able to be controlled by 3D reality. Because if you're in a higher dimension and you're looking down, hang on just a minute, could you please close that door? Thank you. Okay, so, sorry. Just a minute. Can you guys please go talk to me in the room? I'm recording right now. Sorry, little interference from 3D here. Just have to clear it up, right? So this actually has to do with the astrology right now. We've got this Mars-Saturn conjunction. Mars is the male energy. Saturn is that which is the form. So how are we going to penetrate the darkness of the old forms with this awareness that we have, that we are multidimensional, high-frequency beings? And this is what we're looking at right now. How are we going to create a new spin? How are we going to create the higher-frequency spin? Kundalini Shakti is the spin that brings in the feminine creative force on the planet. So that's why we are the Shakti Activation Team. We have been, for these past 2 years that we've been working together, creating this new frequency spin, anchoring it in with our thoughts, with our awareness, with our meditations, with our chantings together. The Earth spins on its axis. It's the spin starting with the center of the Earth, 1D, which is a crystalline core of the Earth, anchors in the spin of all life on the planet held together by gravity and connected with the central sun, the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So what we've been doing is resetting and activating the spin of the planet. So Mars and Saturn, that's our intentionality to really hold the new spin. We're putting a new spin on what reality is with the activation of the divine feminine. Now, this Mars and Saturn energy that's coming through right now says, penetrate the darkness with all of these feminine energies. Again, polarity, Om and Ong. They're all working together. We needed more of the Ong, more of the feminine activations, and that's why we had all those eclipses in Cancer and everything. But now in this moment, in night 5, the destructive phase, and I'm explaining what we're destroying, this is where we're anchoring in the new spin. And we are doing this, just being together and focusing on this in this moment. And right now the guides that are here with us, and actually I see Yogi Bhajan's eyes looking at me, if anybody knows that tantra picture. Right now, this Mars energy is the penetration of the darkness, and then the reconnection. connection with the frequency of the divine feminine that is the balance that holds these new dimensions in the frequency that can be felt on the planet. Now, that's another pivotal word, right? The divine feminine, the feminine is flow, the feeling, the heart part of everybody that's in physical body. The form of the body is the masculine form. So the flow, the feeling, so that these new energies can be felt, which is what opens up people's heart. It opens up people's compassion. So that these divine feminine heart chakra, higher dimensional, subtler, loving feelings of the truth of love that we are can be felt in the physical body in 3D at this time. And that's what we're anchoring in during this period of time right now. We're anchoring in the connection in the physical body with these two ways of existing on the planet at this time. We're anchoring in these higher energies. So this is what the astrology is showing us, and I'm sure what you're feeling. I'm sure that you're feeling this right now as we've just gone through this new moon in Virgo that's really showing us the importance of what we've been in, this human dilemma on the planet. Like, I feel all this love, but the world around me is falling apart. We're having earthquakes. We're having storms. The electricity's off for millions of people. So what are we supposed to do? The form is definitely changing. It's not working. Well, once we get connected with the fact that we are luminous, immortal beings, it'll be interesting that I think that the whole power structure, how we actually set up electricity, and we do have the technology on the planet, in a way that's not going to go out with storms. So right there is a perfect metaphor of what's happening in night five, the destructive phase, the destructive of people's really outmoded ways of getting power through these electrical poles that are stuck in the ground and can be knocked over by these big storms, where we have the Tesla technology that was given to us in the early 1900s, but, you know, Rockefeller didn't like it. He didn't figure out how he could make money off of it. So, of course, Tesla was, you know, was basically ignored and made wrong and all those things we do, you know, as a culture. So this is the moment where we're changing this and we're moving more into the frequency of light. So we hold this spin in balance with the Kundalini energy that goes up and down our spine. We activate the earth as these pulses are coming through and the earth is ascending and being activated. And it's important just to be aware that there's only, you know, a certain percentage of the population that is activating and activating and being with the ascension frequencies of Mother Earth at this time. And that's okay. Nobody's right or wrong for wherever their consciousness is in. They'll have an opportunity to go to other 3D places later on if they need to just learn from being locked into three dimensions, into 3D, the 3D level of as we've had on Earth, because the Earth is changing. The Earth is becoming heaven on Earth. The Earth is becoming, she's actually moving towards stardom, moving towards being in the frequency of the pure light of what will become a star. So she's moving out of being like a denser 3D planet. So we're going to feel the people that stay with the ascension process of planet Earth are going to move into a more of a frequency of love. So we'll see how this shows up. And, you know, I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. And I've read lots of different channelings and people's thoughts. But what I know is that we are aligned with the Mother when we open up our hearts and feel the crystallization of light in our radiant bodies, in our energy fields. And that shows us. And we experience that we're moving from a carbon-based structure into a diamond, which aligns with the crystalline core of the Earth. The crystalline core of the Earth is a crystalline structure. So we're getting aligned, and the crystalline core of the Earth is getting activated. And this actually aligns our aura, our energy field around us, to a crystalline aura, which makes us stronger as we go through the changes, which is what we need. We really need that strength. as we move into this new paradigm on Earth, with Earth being a heart chakra being that we're sharing with. We're sharing with the heart chakra being that we're living with, rather than dominator culture, rather than controlling the Earth. We're enjoying sharing the blessing. We're enjoying sharing the abundance of Earth. It's not like, oh, I'm going to be this abundant person and have lots of prosperity, and then I'm going to take as much as I get. No, the abundance is around us. We're going to have deep breathing, which is an abundant breath. We're going to share abundant love. We're going to share as many good feelings as we can share with others. So the abundance is really in sharing the love with people who are really enjoying the blessing of being with the Mother on Earth at this time. So we have activated and unlocked the codes to accessing the higher grids, the higher frequency grids. And we've talked a lot about this, about activating the grid. And this has happened. This has happened, that the higher frequency grid codes have entered the lower density, so to speak, codes. And we have been, you know, part of spinning that access points into being. So, again, the guides are acknowledging everybody on this call because we've been part of that, so that humanity can access the higher dimensions, the higher cells, the upper chakras, the third eye, the vision of what can be. People can tune into their intuition, can get messages directly from their higher selves, from these higher codes, and not be controlled by somebody else's belief system being imposed on them, so that they have to be locked into duality, right or wrong, good, bad, my way is better than your way. So this is about being connected to the etheric realms as well as to the physical realms. This is about accessing all nine dimensions, all 10 bodies, all nine bodies in the physical being, allowing spiritual energy to come in to embrace us, to uplift us, to enliven us, to rejuvenate us, and be immersed in complete, unconditional love. So there's no longer waiting to feel these feelings, but our auras do need to become crystallized so that as this destructive phase of night five that we're feeling right now with the storms and the earthquakes and the financial system collapses around us, we can walk through the destruction, but we're not just walking through it. We're kind of able to sort of float through it and be protected so that we're not, our vibrations aren't lowered by it. So it's kind of like we're allowing ourselves to be protected by these frequencies as basically Rome burns, which is kind of a harsh thing to say, but we notice it's just happening. So it's the phoenix rising from the ashes, and that's what we're truly seeing as almost as if love is set free on the planet. It's almost as if you've had a nightingale that's been caged, and and the doors to the cage are open, and it can come out and sing freely. So we'll see who can really accept the freedom now, who can really come out and let their voice be heard. And that's another thing that relates to the astrology. As we unlock these codes, we unlock our own hearts. So this is how astrology affects us personally. We've got this Venus in Virgo, which has to do with, Virgo is like the servant, or what kind of work you do on the planet. And with Venus in Virgo, so this is another code that's being unlocked. This is, what do you love to do? What is your contribution to being here at this time? So we're really moving into what springs forth from your love, what springs forth from your heart chakra that you would like to contribute at this time. And so we're looking at this Pluto in Capricorn. What's your real career path? What do you really love to do? And we've got this Jupiter in Taurus. What expands you on the Earth at this time? So that's what we're really moving into. We're moving into unlocking our hearts so we can really give what we love to give. we can really share our love in a way that contributes to ourselves and to others and connects and is in harmony with the mother, with Mother Earth. So that's what all the astrology is saying right now. And everything's coming together to give us that message of unlocking our hearts, unlocking our love so that we're not controlled by fear. The Course in Miracles says we're either in fear or we're either in love. And I like that simple analogy. So what releases us from the cage of fear, whether we're talking about personally or we're talking about planetary-wise? And that's what we're really working through. And this reset that, you know, is supposed to be coming up at some point, which has been described as the 3 days of darkness, it's just a reset from a place of really being constricted and locked into 3D to really being opened up. And it's just a place of being in the flow of the love. And who knows, maybe we just had 3 days of darkness with all the people during the storm not having electricity. But it's not something to be afraid of. It's something to embrace. It's something to breathe into. And it's really concentrated light where maybe certain systems will break down even more than they have, or maybe we just had it right now. You know, we're not sure, but there's nothing to be afraid of right now because we're moving into the awareness as a collective that everybody can know, what I'm sure people on this call already know, but where everybody can know if they can unlock the fear that's kept the door of their heart closed, that everybody is really made of love, that love is the spin. It is the frequency. It is an action word. It is alive, that we live in an alive etheric field, that the field is alive. And this is, of course, what the scientists find out more and more as we go into space and everything, that we live in an etheric field that's actually alive. It's alive with love. It's alive with consciousness. We live in a field of consciousness that's alive. It's not like, okay, you know, like how people back in the Middle Ages used to think at some point that the Earth is flat, and if they go too far, they're going to literally fall off. Well, it's the same kind of thinking of people not realizing that everything is alive, that we live in this etheric field. We live in this field of consciousness. Everything in the whole universe is alive. So as we shed light on whatever it is, whether it's space or anything else, there is aliveness everywhere. Whether, you know, like last night they have all kinds of programs on the radio all the time, but if you listen to Coast to Coast, they were talking about, I don't know if it's last night or other day, because they talk about it quite a bit, where as people go into space, how they see these different crafts and they see these ETs. So yes, we're not alone. We're moving into this awareness that there's a universal consciousness that connects us all, whether it's we have galactic space brothers visiting us on the Earth or not. It doesn't really matter. It's more the awareness that we live in a field of love, and love is a high-frequency vibration that is alive, and this is what is our life force. This is what we're made of. This is the vibration. This is the activation. This is the axis. This is the crystalline frequency in the center of the Earth. And as the Earth spins on its axis, and as we activate our own Kundalini consciousness, then we can merge with the love that is. And we can merge with what's called the divine matrix and the reality of what we really are. And we can experience that in whatever ways we experience it for ourselves. And we can really feel in our own heart what springs forth from our heart, whether it's deep breathing and taking a walk on the beach, or smiling at someone, or giving someone a big hug, or whatever kind of planetary work we want to do, or whatever kind of galactic work we want to do. This is the moment that we open up the cage of fear that's been enclosing our hearts individually and as a planet, and we just let our love out, and we see how the light of our love shows up the darkness around us so it can crumble away, so that we can move, the Earth can ascend, and we can all move into these frequencies of the awareness of the nine dimensions on the planet at this time. And with that, the pranic imprint that we're being guided to release today is that that imprint of the fear of love. Fear is not just fear, it's the fear of love. What's going to happen if you feel so much love? So it's the fear of love. So that is the pranic imprint we're asked to be clear today. So we're going to go ahead and do our meditation on the pranic field, which is Pavan Guru. We're going to do that first, and then after that we're going to meditate on the sound current Ma after that. So we're going to do two sound current code resets today, the Pavan Guru, and then we're going to do the Ma. Those are the meditations we're going to do today. So go ahead, set yourself, breathe, releasing the imprint of the fear of love.
Amen.
door to the heart. Let the love flow onto the planet, the spin. Keep breathing, doing great. Connecting with the earth, with the mother.
Thank you.
inhale. Hold the Mother Earth in your heart. Open your heart. Breathe up from the root, center of the earth, all the way to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and exhale down and feel your kundalini moving between all nine dimensions. And letting it go, letting it go. Thank you, everybody. That was totally beautiful today. Love being with everybody. And would anybody like to share anything before we complete for today? Otherwise, I'll see you Thursday and then next Tuesday. I think we're good. We got the pranic field cleared. Opened our hearts. Got the spin moving. Okay, thank you, everybody. Sat Nam. Wahe Guru. I'll talk to you soon.